Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. I'm so proud I actually got to say that without tripping over it. So tonight we have a special treat for you. So in our first segment, we have three guests who are here to talk about the Bahamas Junkanoo Art and Music Festival. And then after that, we're going to have another set of guests coming in who are coming from the University of the Bahamas Theater Company. But right now, we're going to focus on the Junkanoo Art and Music Festival. And we're welcoming to the studio tonight Angelique McKay, who is the coordinator.
Yes.
For the Bahamas Junkanoo and Art and Music Festival. I've said that three times.
Yes! Whoop, whoop.
Without tripping over my words, is amazing. We also have Gino Roll, professional Junkanoo artist, in studio with us. Welcome, Gino.
Good evening, Bahamas.
And we also have Donovan Moxie. You've heard from him many times on other radio shows, but today he's here from the Mobile Assist platform. Good evening, Donovan.
Good evening, Bahamas. Thank you very much for having me.
So this is all really exciting. So Angelique, you and I were talking a bit about this before we came on air. And this festival is happening this weekend on the 23rd and 24th. That's Saturday and Sunday at the Botanical Gardens. And I don't know that much about this. I mean, I've heard this. I think this is the first time I've heard about this festival. So
well,
tell us a bit more.
I would say that you haven't heard about it because you've not been feeling well. Because it's all over the island, all over the airwaves. The billboards are up. Social media is buzzing.
Ooh.
Because what we're doing, what we're bringing to the Botanical Gardens is the greatest show on earth. So what this festival is, it's designed like any other art festival anywhere else around the world, in that we're going to be focusing on the sculpture gardens, the sculpture garden like you would mm-hmm. attend, and the sculptures that are going to be featured mm-hmm. are Junkanoo sculptures that would have graced the streets of Bay Street, mm-hmm. either Boxing Day 2018 or New Year's Day 2019. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we're having particular artists bring their works to the festival and to display it so you can get up close and personal with those costumes and hear from the artists themselves on the creative process of Junkanoo. And like I would have said earlier, it's a festival, so you're going to experience all of the elements that you would at any other festival. You're going to have live entertainment. There's going to be music playing throughout the festival site. You're going to have demonstrations. You're going to have food. You're going to have drinks. You're going to have roving artists. You're going to have demonstrations. It's just going to be an amazing event.
Oh, that sounds so exciting.
Yeah.
So, Gino, what's your part in all of this?
Well, I'm doing cardboard manipulation, and it's basically how we communicate with cardboard, mm-hmm. really. And I'm trying to do some very unique pieces that haven't been seen before, actually,
okay.
with cardboard. So it's going to be a very interesting festival. We're going to mm-hmm. try and make it as interesting as possible mm-hmm. for our viewing audience. And I think it's going to be great.
So for the cardboard manipulation, which age group would be participating in this? I mean, who's welcome to be a part of this?
Well, this is for any age group because,
okay.
you know, the festival caters to, it's going to be catered to adults, middle age, and children. So
mm-hmm.
there's something there for everybody to get involved with. If you really want to learn the art and construction of costuming, the cardboard manipulation area will be the place to be.
Ah, okay. So we have cardboard manipulation. We have all the other fun.
We have roving artists. We had demonstrations on how to paste. A lot of people don't know how to paste their
mm-hmm.
costumes as well.
Do you know, it's really funny. So me and a former colleague of mine who was a Junkanoo artist herself,
we'd always get in an argument about that because we do some Junkanoo workshops at the NAGB, and she's just like, that's not how you pace. And I said, it does not matter. There are no rules. We had to agree to disagree.
Okay.
So, Donovan, you're here with the mobile assist platform. How does that tie into this?
This is great for us because what we do is Mobile Assist is a mobile app platform that can allow any organization to have a mobile app presence in a matter of hours, in less than an hour. So what we've done working with this group is we've essentially created their own app within Mobile Assist. And so it's available now. It's a free download from the iTunes store as well as from Google Play. And so you type in one word, Mobile Assist, you download, and you get the app. And on the app, we have the ability now to build in various features and functions that actually can be utilized within the event itself. So within the app, we have the featured artist, and we have their profiles in the app. We also have a list of vendors. The other thing that we're also doing in the app is there will be a drawing at the festival. And so we can create what we call geofence notifications. So as soon as you come to the festival, you have the app on the phone, you will automatically get an electronic raffle ticket, and that will be used then for drawings during the festival as well. And so what we do here is Mobile Assist is we know everybody wants a mobile presence, but not everybody knows how to build an app.
Mm-hmm.
And so our platform allows for essentially the creation of an app that has mobile engagement features in less than an hour.
How about that? You know, I wish our listeners could have seen what I was seeing while Donovan was speaking, because he was showing me how this thing works while he was talking. And, you know, it's really, really easy.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the other thing, too. I mean, for our younger listeners, technology is just a part of life. But for some of our older listeners, it seems a bit, always comes across as a bit daunting. But it's not.
No, it's not. It's really
it's
easy.
Not.
What we've done with the platform is we've made creating mobile presence really easy. One of the other things we're excited about with this particular festival is that a lot of people know we had a Viewer's Choice Award along with the National Junkanoo Committee. Well, this weekend we'll be giving out those awards to the winners. And that was an opportunity for spectators of Junkanoo, the senior parades as well as junior Junkanoo, to vote for their favorite groups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've tallied all the scores. On Facebook, we've announced who the winners are, but we'll be giving those prizes out. In addition to that, at the festival, viewers will be able to vote on their favorite costumes as well. There'll be a costume garden, and the app will have the ability for folks to vote on their particular costume. And so at the end of the festival, we'll obviously be giving those awards
out
as well.
Exactly, on the Sunday, the 24th, we'll be giving those out. One of the things we want to do is we want to encourage persons to come out to view the artwork and to purchase pieces of art, because we know there are a lot of persons that we see after our performances on Bay Street. Persons want to get a piece of Junkanoo art to put in their homes.
Right.
So now you have an opportunity to purchase a piece of Junkanoo art that's been refurbished directly from the artists themselves. So you get an authentic work of Junkanoo art to be able to go there. And at the festival, we have a large number of food vendors and drink vendors that have come on board to ensure that you have an awesome festival experience. And the theme and the highlight of the festival will be the creations of Junkanoo art. Just like any other festival, you have a theme and you expand on your theme. So we're going to ensure that once you reach those festival grounds, that you realize that you're coming to a Junkanoo festival, but a festival nonetheless.
So can you tell us about the artists? I mean, who would be participating? I'm really interested in this Junkanoo garden. I mean, what are we going to see?
Well, we have, from August or September of last year, we approached several Junkanoo artists who are known for outstanding Junkanoo artwork. And Gino is one of those artists that we would have approached earlier. So he has one of his step-down costumes that he would have built that will be on display at the festival. So we reached out to Junkanoo artists from the top five A-category groups, and their costumes will be on display. We have a costume from Sky Juice King from Roots. We also have a costume from Gregory Clark from the Saxons. Gino is from Genesis. We have Beller costumes from the Valley Boys. We have Beller costumes from Roots. So it's all about the Junkanoo artists and not necessarily the Junkanoo groups themselves.
Right.
But we must mention the groups because this is where the different artists perform. You know? So you just get to be fully submerged in Junkanoo and get an inside look into the secret fraternity of Jankanoo at this particular festival?
Well, you know, it's really wonderful to hear that, because something that we talk about a lot at the NAGB is how Jankanoo artists don't see themselves as artists.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them, listen, you are a creative practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
You are an artist. You know, you're not necessarily making work to go in a gallery, but that's not the only kind of art form that
exactly.
you in the world, right? There's so many different art forms, and what you do is important and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really wonderful to see that this is happening as a way to focus on the individual artists themselves.
Exactly. And it's the response from the Jankanoo community has been overwhelming, and mm-hmm. it's been very supportive, because with this particular festival, they are the largest stakeholders
right.
for this festival. And it allows persons to really see the artwork up close and personal, as opposed to it being performed on Bay Street. And that distance between the costume and the spectator is so vast that you
yes.
can't see the detailing
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of that costume.
No, it makes a huge difference, even though I will say there's something incredibly mystical about seeing those costumes coming up Bay Street
mm-hmm.
at 3 in the morning, you know. Something about the darkness and the lights.
The spirit of Jankanoo roams throughout the Bahamas, and Bay Street, oh, it's just magical.
But listen, I think this is a wonderful initiative. I'm so happy that y'all came on air with us tonight to
mm-hmm.
talk about this. So just for our listeners, just so you know, how much does it cost? Just a reminder of when it's happening, where, and anything else they need to know.
It's Saturday and Sunday mm-hmm. this weekend between the hours of 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. There's a cost of $5 to get in. And $2 for children and senior citizens. The entrance for the festival is on the eastern end of the Botanical Gardens, mm-hmm. which is the Marcus Bethel Way. And we have parking inside the festival grounds for the first, I think they said, the first 300 persons are able to be accommodated in there. And, of course, we expect to go over that number.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are showcasing the greatest show on earth. We have demonstrations from Marv Mixologist. He's created a specialty drink for the festival. We also have recipe cards that are going to be, well, not cards, because we're going paperless. It's going to be on the app mm-hmm. from Chef Wayne Munker. He created a signature dish for the festival, which includes spiny lobster and a fever grass hollandaise sauce.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. So there's a section where we have some renowned chefs that are going to be there. So everything that is synonymous with a festival will be taking place at the festival. We have roving artists. We have an area that's specifically devoted for children. And all of this is possible because of the partners that we have and the sponsors that we have. Alive is the title sponsor for the festival. Guardian Radio is the official radio station for the festival. Bahamas Masqueraders and Artists Movement is also one of the sponsors for the festival. We have a solutions agency. We have Cultural Experience Productions and the Cacique Award-winning Jankanoo Commandos that are the official Jankanoo group of the festival and will be performing each night. So it's fun-filled.
Oh, that is amazing. Well, listen, for all of our listeners out there, you know you need to be at the Botanical Gardens on Saturday and Sunday. And remember,
it's a mobile assist app. You download all of the things that Angie's talked about in terms of the scheduling, the costs, about the festival, the featured artists,
mm-hmm.
The featured vendors. All of those will be available in the app, as well as a map of the festival layout. So we're going paperless.
See, there you go. The lovely world of technology. Let's embrace it. Well, we have another exciting lineup after this. Thank you, Donovan, Angelique, and Gino. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having
tonight.
Us.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. Please stay tuned. We are bringing on three members of the University of the Bahamas Theater Company in just a few minutes. And you are listening to Blank Canvas on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.